With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Biden administration is weighing executive actions on the border as we hear from Washington correspondent Ben Thomas.
The White House is exploring options President Biden could deploy without congressional approval to enact a crackdown at the southern border. Three people familiar with the deliberations say the administration's considering using provisions of federal immigration law that former President Trump repeatedly used, specifically a section of the Immigration and Nationality Act, which gives a president broad leeway to block entry of certain immigrants if it would be detrimental to the national interest. It could be used in a variety of ways, including having the ban kick in when illegal border crossings hit a certain number. Ben Thomas, Washington.
AT&T says it has restored wireless coverage after an outage knocked out cell phone service on its network across the U.S. for hours. A statement from the Dallas-based company Thursday says it now has service to all its affected customers. Outage tracker Down Detector noted that outages began about 3:30 a.m. Eastern time and peaked at about 73,000 reported incidents. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says it's no surprise that North Korea has been defying the U.S. by conducting nuclear weapons tests.
See, in other words, they figured out, as other rogue regimes have figured out, that if you have nuclear weapons, it empowers you in the world stage because it limits the options of the United States, even under a good leader. So part of it is their policy, and part of it is the incoherence and weakness of our policy, really all throughout Indo-PACOM.
Talon says one reason is that the U.S. Navy is too small to respond to all the threats in the Middle East and the Indo-Pacific Command. He was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Banner day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 456 points, the Nasdaq rose 460. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Illinois consider a wide-ranging transgender bill.
The measure would do two things. It would expand the definition of child abuse to include a parent's refusal to allow their child to have a sex change operation or an abortion. Secondly, the bill would remove all legal requirements that a doctor seek parental consent before performing an abortion or a sex change operation on a child under the age of 18. Any parent convicted under the proposed legislation could face up to 15 years behind bars. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama lawmakers are advancing legislation that would define male and female under state law in an effort to curb the spread of transgenderism. The measure states there are only two sexes and every individual is either male or female. It would also allow schools and local governments to establish single-sex spaces such as bathrooms and locker rooms. The Alabama bill is part of a nationwide effort by Republicans to respond to the transgender offensive. SRN News. Federal Reserve officials acknowledged at their most recent meeting in January that there had been significant progress in reducing inflation.
Despite the encouraging news, some of the policymakers expressed concern that strong growth in spending and hiring could disrupt that progress. In minutes from the meeting, most Fed officials also said they were worried about moving too fast to cut their benchmark interest rate before it was clear that inflation was sustainably returning to their 2% target. Only a couple were worried that the Fed might keep rates too high for too long and cause the economy to slow more than necessary or even slip into a recession. Jeremy House, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits fell to its lowest level in 5 weeks by 12,000, even as more high-profile companies announced layoffs. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.